You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Good evening from my new favorite window in our new offices here at One World Trade. The most interesting thing in tech today is that the German Competition Regulatory Authority has put down a pretty stiff ruling countering Facebook, saying that there are two things that Facebook currently does that it can't do. The first is to combine data from its different services into the same sort of central database, so that you can't have data that it takes from your Instagram account and combines with what it has in your core Facebook account, or data from your WhatsApp account. Remember, WhatsApp and Instagram are both owned by Facebook. Secondly, it says that Facebook can't collect data from other external sites and combine it with the information it has on you from Facebook, which is kind of stiff, right? I use Facebook to log into Strava. So of course, I've logged in through Facebook. Facebook is going to get my Strava data and combine it into my Facebook account. So if you use a Facebook login somewhere, all that data is of course being sent back to Facebook. Many websites have Facebook pixels on it. You know, for example, you might have a website that has a Facebook share button on it. If you're logged into Facebook, when you go to that website, Facebook will track that. And Facebook also buys all kinds of information from around the web, which it puts on your profile. So this is just for Germany, but as we've seen in the past year, things that are done in Europe tend to influence regulators around the world. So the first big consequence of this is that it runs totally counter to the strategy Facebook has right now of combining Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook, and really merging them into one entity, and taking data from one and using it in the other, and in fact making the message services all interoperable. It's possible that Facebook will merge everything so effectively that they could get around this ruling and just say now it is really one company with one service. It's also possible that the German regulations could get in the way of this. The second part of the regulation, preventing Facebook or limiting Facebook's ability to go and collect information from other websites, seems like maybe a good thing for privacy, but also really a bad thing for ad efficiency and user utility. Like, I like using the Facebook login to log into Strava. So what the German regulators are saying is that every person has to affirmatively opt in order to do this and to continue to do this, which creates another burden. It means a lot fewer people will do it. In any case, this will be a very interesting thing to shake out. There's the possibility that it turns out to be just a minor nuisance, that we end up just having to click a few more screens and the web works the way it has always worked. It is also possible that somehow it will get beaten back, but it is also possible that it will have a huge effect on the way Facebook operates and the way Facebook interacts with the rest of the web, which is why it's today's most interesting thing in tech. And I'll see you tomorrow.